Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Here's a question I put to a room of SE leaders recently, and it went quiet fast. Everyone had been saying efficiency for 20 minutes. AI makes us efficient. We're driving efficiency. So I asked, can any of you measure it? At the push of a button, tell me how much more efficient your team is this quarter than last. Silence.
Because the honest answer is no. Everyone's burning credits, everyone's excited, everyone feels faster.
And when you dig in, half of them are doing the exact same work as before, just with more steps and a bigger tooling bill. The word efficiency was doing a lot of load-bearing work for something nobody could actually point to.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. This closes our AI series, and it's the reframe I most want leaders to take away, because I think efficiency is quietly the wrong goal.
Okay, that's a spicy claim. Efficiency is the thing every exec asks us for. What do you mean it's the wrong goal?
I don't mean it's worthless. I mean it's shallow. Efficiency asks, how do I do the same thing faster? But one of the sharpest leaders I talked to said something that reframed it for me. He said, I don't want efficiency. I want depth. He doesn't care that AI lets his team click faster. He wants them to understand the customer's problem so completely that the solution is undeniable.
So instead of using the time savings to do more shallow deals, you plow it back into going deeper on the ones that matter.
That's the whole move. Shift left. Away from racing to the demo, toward genuinely deep qualification and discovery. Use AI to clear the busy work so your best human intelligence lands on the deals you can actually win.
I really like that, because it fixes a trap I see. Everyone frames AI as do more with less, and that terrifies teams. It sounds like we're cutting headcount, but go deeper with the same people is a completely different promise.
Say more, because I think that distinction matters.
One of the leaders I heard put it perfectly. He said, don't aim for more with less. Aim for more with the same and make more people happy doing it. Same team, freed from the grunt work, doing richer work on better deals. That's a story your team actually wants to be part of, instead of one they're scared of.
And it's more honest, because the efficiency framing invites the CFO question you can't answer. Show me the savings, and you're stuck. Whereas depth shows up where it counts. Win rates, deal quality, customers who felt understood.
Though, let me steel man the CFO here, because I live closer to the numbers. Depth is fuzzy. We understand customers better doesn't fit in a board slide. Efficiency at least tries to be measurable. Isn't there a risk depth becomes an excuse to never measure anything?
Fair, and that's the discipline. Depth isn't an excuse to be unaccountable. It just changes what you measure. Not how many hours did we save, but are we winning the deals we chose to go deep on? One leader I know built tiers, the deals that get the full human depth and the long tail that gets an AI-driven baseline. He's explicit about where the intelligence goes.
So AI handles the floor, the deals that don't warrant your best people, fast and good enough. And that's exactly what frees the humans to go deep where it's won or lost.
That's it. Efficiency on the tail, depth on the crown. You need both. But if you only chase efficiency, you optimize a team into doing shallow work very quickly.
50 times faster and 50 times shallower.
And you'll feel productive right up until you lose the deal that mattered to someone who went deeper.
What's the move?
Audit where your team's AI time actually goes. If it's all being spent doing the same shallow work faster, you've optimized the wrong thing. Redirect the savings deliberately. AI on the routine tail. Your best human depth on the deals you've chosen to win.
And reframe it for your people. Not more with less. That's a threat. More with the same and better work. That's an invitation. Chase depth, Measure the deals that depth is meant to win, and let efficiency be the byproduct, not the point. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. That's our AI series. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.